Now, this week's mitzvah in Parshas Shoftim is a mitzvah of one should not have too many wives. And the pasuk brings down that one shouldn't have too many wives because it's going to cause you to stray off the derech. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin induces this by a king that they can't have more than 18 wives. Okay, so that's a lot of wives. And they bring down even to marry a tzaddikus like Abigail would still not be allowed because we are still worried of what it potentially could do to a person. And the Minchas Chinuch brings down that it's gonna cause a lot of competition, it's gonna cause a lot of rivalry, and at the end of the day it's not going to be good. So I was thinking, what do I do with this mitzvah? Okay, I'm not a king, I'm not contemplating having 18 wives. How do I make this Nogel Maisa for my life? And I think this comes up really in everything. It's really the concept of when you do too much, you end up doing nothing. And you could have 5 close relationships, or I could have 25 of my closest friends, and really I'm not close with any one of them. And to really focus on those that are close in our lives, to really make something of it. And not only because it's going to cause jealousy from this person if I end up having another relationship, but it, just myself, I won't be able to have that relationship. I saw this YouTube documentary about the Indiana Pacers. I don't remember when, but at some point they brought in competition for 2 of their players, and it turned out that those 2 players who they brought in weren't very good, and the other players they brought in the competition, their numbers went way, way, way down after. It doesn't always mean competition is not good. Sometimes bringing competition can be a good thing. However, you have to really focus on the point that it's not always going to work out so well. And the same thing here, that exact point of this pasuk and how it's applicable to us today, that having a lot, and often we'll think, oh, we have a lot, it's great, I have so many possessions, I have so many things. And once you have so many things, you start to worry about oh, I can have more, or I can have, or oh, this isn't as good, this isn't as great, and it takes away the level of appreciation. So as is Hashem, we can internalize that into our lives. I don't think any of us are considering having 18 wives. Okay, fine. But sometimes I think we are all going through this, that, oh, I have so much, and then it ends up being as if we have nothing, because it causes an inner rivalry within ourselves and within all the possessions that we have. Have a wonderful week, and this should be an Ilui Nishmas for my mother-in-law, Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim.